Food City makes it easy to shop your way. Just pick up your groceries curbside or have them delivered directly to your home. So whether you need weekly groceries or just a quick meal, Food City's got you covered. From their doors to yours.
Jesse Smithy of 5starpreps.com joins us on the Stanley Vincent and Gates hotline. Jesse, it is state semifinal Friday. This is what it builds to all year. I think semifinal Friday is almost more fun than the state championship games because it's these kids trying to make that ultimate goal. Big primer tonight up at 5starpreps.com. Let's start with an undefeated matchup that you almost could have called was going to happen back in July, Oakland and Maryville.
Right, and these two teams have faced off in the state semifinals now 8 years in a row, and it's become a tradition in Class 6A that Oakland and Maryville face off in this round, and Maryville has won four of those previous seven meetings, and all four of those games have all been in Maryville. Oakland is trying to do something it's never done before, and that's win a state semifinal at Maryville High School, and Oakland is the defending state champions. They have a Georgia running back commitment in Jordan James, a Mr. Football finalist, and they have a wide receiver going to Miami named Isaiah Horton, and this is not new to Maryville. They saw these two players last year, and they know what Oakland's going to do offensively. Oakland knows what Maryville's going to do offensively. It's just one of those games that you need to go see if you're a high school football fan, and I know those stands will be packed. I know it's going to be crazy cold tonight, but it's going to be packed there in Maryville.
If you don't want to go to that one, these two have been on a collision course to rekindle an old rivalry. Powell is at West tonight, a game you can hear on the Sports Animal here in Knoxville. A really, really fun matchup tonight.
Absolutely, and as we kind of mentioned in our story, the football gods just wanted us to have this game because these two were in the same region the last few years and gave us some unbelievable moments in 2019 and a regular season game last year, and then when the TSSAA reclassified in the offseason, Powell and West went into opposite regions. So to see these two rivals come back together again for a chance to play in the state championship game is all you could want in a Powell and West game. And, of course, Powell's trying to get to the state final for the first time in 10 years. West made it there in 2014 when they won it all, and also in 2013 as runner-up. So none of these players on either rosters have had the experience of playing in a state championship game. And, of course, if you're looking for star power, it's all over the Powell offense, on defense. They have everything you need. But this West team has a special chemistry, a special kind of chip on its shoulder this year that I can't explain. You can't really put a finger on it, but they seem to win no matter what the circumstances are. So it should be a fantastic football game tonight. I really think it's going to come down to line play, and I know you can say that in any football game, but if West's offensive line and their pass protection can give their quarterback some time to throw, then I think we could have a really fantastic football game.
Talking with Jesse Smithy, 5-star preps. Mr. Football Awards, what are we, in the semifinals? Final?
They just released the finalists for the Mr. Football Award, so they trimmed it from five guys down to three guys, and all those are listed for free on 5starpreps.com, and so we'll do it a little differently this year. Typically, they do the Mr. Football Awards the week of the state championship games. That's now different. They're moving it to the week after the state championship games. So, and I try to remind everybody, these are regular season awards. What happens tonight, what happened last week, what happens next week, has absolutely no bearing on the voting or anything. There's only one vote. It happened at the end of the regular season. The TSSAA just announces it in stages just to kind of do a little build-up over the final month. So they released the finalists this week. I think we had six guys locally that made the list, and we'll see if a couple of them can bring home some hardware the week after the state championship games.
Jesse Smithy at 5starpreps.com, our guest. A really cool feature that you guys have at 5starpreps.com. 30 years later, after Oak Ridge's 42-41 win in the state semifinal over Central, you guys went back, watched the game, statted it, almost covered it like it's happening now. How cool was that project, and what did you learn about high school football in East Tennessee?
Yeah, this was something that's been a long time in the making. As I wrote in the article, I put a question out on Twitter back in the summer of 2018 and just asked everybody, what's the best high school football game you've been to? And I think we got 85 replies, and there was just one game that kept popping up over and over and over again. It was this 91 Central and Oak Ridge state semifinal. Of course, in 1991, I was 12 years old growing up in West Tennessee, so that game was kind of lost on me, and I just wanted to find out what was special about this game, and there just so happened to be a live broadcast, or not a live broadcast, but a broadcast of the Central Oak Ridge game on YouTube, full game video with David Clary's call, who calls all the Oak Ridge games, and I just said, hey, this is 30-year anniversary. It's the perfect time to learn about this game, talk to some people who were involved with it, and see what made it special. Now, I couldn't recreate the feeling or the buzz, the anticipation leading up to me watching it like everybody got to experience 30 years ago. But to sit down and watch that game and to watch players I've heard so much about just in my journalism career, you spend enough time around here and you learn about Todd Helton and Cortland Styles and Sean Summers and so many of the other greats that come from both of those communities. So to watch them play as high schoolers was fantastic. And you're right, I charted the plays. I took stats as well as I could and talked with Joe Gaddis. I talked with Sean Summers. I talked with Jeff McMillan, who was an assistant coach on the Central staff at the time, and as many people as I could this week in a short work week and got it done. And it was a fantastic game to watch. I certainly understand why people hold that game in such high esteem.
Jesse, it's also basketball season, basketball rolling on. Some great performances this week and also a milestone victory for Mike Hutchinson his last season at Catholic.
Yeah, he got win number 600 as Catholic went on the road and knocked off Cookeville. And it's going to be a nice last run, I think, for Coach Hutchins. I think that Catholic team is really invested this year and wants to get back to the state championship game and see if they can win another one for him. It's going to be a little bit more difficult this year. There's some with the reclassifications, Division II AA, which they play in, is a little bit deeper, a little bit tougher this year. But Catholic certainly has a fantastic roster. But, yeah, we've been trying to highlight as many high school basketball players, teams that we can so far in the early parts of the season. I want to give a shout out to the Gibbs High School girls basketball program, who got their first win since 2019. So it's been a program that's been in the cellar for a while, and they're trying to resurrect that program and get it back to where it was 10, 11 years ago. And so to get that first win under a new coach, I know that has them feeling good. And so it's just, yeah, it's Lucas Walls at Webb had a big night the other night against Hamilton Heights, which is kind of like an independent school, kind of like our local version of Oak Hill Academy. And Webb got that win. And Webb plays, I think, Fulton tonight in a tournament out at Farragut. So if you're looking for a basketball game, that's a good one to go to. So we're keeping all this information on 5starpreps.com for all the basketball junkies out there covering basketball nightly, giving them the top teams and players to watch on a nightly basis.
Where are you guys going to be, and what kind of coverage can we look for all weekend long at 5starpreps.com, football and beyond?
Yeah, we'll be at all the state semifinals, whether it's West of Powell, Maryville versus Oakland. Of course, Alcoa is going for a seventh state championship in a row. They have a Giles County team that's undefeated coming over from Mid-State tonight. We'll be out there. We'll have photos. We'll have video highlights. We'll have game coverage. We'll have all the state championship pairings up on the site early tonight. For anybody who's interested to see what it's going to look like next week down in Chattanooga. So much coverage to come tonight on 5starpreps.com on all of our social media channels with photos and videos, all that. So make sure you're checking it out.
And when we talk to you next week, it will be state championship time in Tennessee.
Absolutely.
Hard to believe from where we started back in July, and now here we are ready to crown some champions.
Let's do it. Down in Chattanooga for the first time. Looking
Love
forward
it.
To it.
Shorter drive for you, for sure.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, not too bad.
I love the Noogs.
Yeah, Jesse, we always appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next Thursday.
All right, sounds good, guy. Thank you.
Jesse Smithy, 5starpreps.com, rested and refreshed after a Thanksgiving dinner and nap. Now he's ready for state semifinal.
Time to go to work.
His appearance, thanks to Henley Roofing.
HenleyRoofing.net, GOAT Re-Roofing Company in town. Greatest of all time. They are the best in the biz. If you need a commercial property of any size. It could be Thompson Bowling Arena to a little mom and pop shop. Doesn't matter. They can do it all. Get with them right there, henleyroofing.net.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamin's podcast, wherever you listen.